I'm a guitar player. I'm familiar with Les Pauls, 335s, Fender Strats, the works.
Right.
Mesa Boogie amplifiers. Your dad will know about this. You probably don't. Speak to him about
it. Shake my head. This is Gordon.
Okay, Jake, my name is Gordon Sullivan. I am a musician.
Gordon's career as a musician dates more than 30 years back.
What music?
I was playing funk and soul and a bit of jazz, elements of rock as well. So it was a bit of a cross-section of the whole thing.
He's originally from London, but back in 84 came to Australia to give the Aussie music scene a go.
But when I came to Australia, it was mainly a rock and roll type of situation. I'll drop a couple of names here. I immediately met a player. We're just going to pick up some mail or something, and I bumped into him. And he says, "Man, I've got a gig for you. Why don't you come and play?" So we started off with a band called Deck Chairs Overboard. Played through, do all the gigs up and down Australia and so on, up the coast. Then a bunch of guys called Ganga Jang saw me playing in a venue called the Bombay Rock. Bass player came and said, "Do you want to come and do some stuff with us?" So I said, "Yeah, fair enough." So I went in and did some recordings with them. Of course, then they started to have the hits and we went on tour.
But while Gordon was picking up some momentum on the Aussie music scene, he ran into a problem. A problem that made playing the guitar increasingly difficult.
Do you remember the first time that it kind of happened to you?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I was playing and I found that this finger was wanting to just pull strings down. It was the pinky that had the problem, and of course that would want to lock up and in fact would bring the fourth finger down with it.
So it just kind of like falls back into your palm.
Yeah, it wants to do that. It just wants to grip. And it would throw the guitar out of tune because it would just hang onto the string and just pull it down.
Did you think much of it at the time?
No, not much. I thought something that will probably disappear.
So you didn't... What did you think it was? Or you just...
I had no idea. And even the medical people that I went and saw had no idea.
Gordon had and still has something called musician's dystonia, also known as musician's cramp. It's a neurological movement disorder where messages from the brain to, in Gordon's case, his left hand, don't work properly. Instead of getting his fourth finger and pinky to help pluck the strings on his guitar, they freeze, and they contract downwards. After playing the guitar for more than 35 years professionally, it was only 10 years ago that Gordon even learnt the word dystonia.
So yeah. How does that affect your play?
I learnt to play with just the three fingers, with the thumb, the first and the second.
Did it piss you off?
Oh, it freaked me out. I had to change careers. I had to just stop playing music because I wasn't having fun playing. And as any musician would know, if you're not having fun playing music, go and do a day gig, mate, because that's the only option you have. Otherwise, the music becomes a chore. And that's not the point of playing music.
Gordon's musician cramps is just one type of dystonia. A typical dystonia is that of the neck, also called cervical dystonia, which is similar to what Gordon experiences in his hand. The continual contracting of the muscles will cause them to freeze, lock into place, and result in abnormal fixed postures. It can be hugely debilitating and is also incurable. But according to Alana McCambridge from the Graduate School of Health at the University of Technology, Sydney, there are some ways to manage it, but they're not all ideal.
The only treatment available for them is Botox. So you just...
Wow.
So the contracted muscles, they just numb them. And so that works well for some people and they'll just have regular, you know, 4-monthly Botox cycles.
Even if into a musician's finger?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And then, you know, obviously the muscles get weaker and weaker over time and you're not really addressing the underlying issue, which is that the brain's controlling the muscles wrong. You're just addressing that the muscles are contracting.
How would that, how, I imagine Botox to restrict movement on a superficial sense.
It just numbs the muscle, so it blocks the transmitters from getting to the muscle, so the muscle can't contract anymore. And so if you have having a problem where your muscle's overly contracted and then you block the transmission from the nerve to the muscle, and then the muscle's just going to go lax. You know, not everyone is happy with that kind of treatment, and especially for the people that I see with cervical dystonia. So one of the adverse symptoms of having Botox in the muscles around your neck is that when those muscles, you know, loosen, you start to feel like you're choking, which isn't great. So a lot of them don't like that side effect, and is why they're quite interested in a different method.
And that different method is where Alana's work comes in. What does it feel like?
So you get a little bit of a tingle and a warm feeling, but after 30 seconds or so, the feeling, you just get used to it.
Alana's research is looking at transcranial magnetic stimulation for those with dystonia. And essentially what this is, it's sending a weak current through the brain to test for muscle abnormalities. It's a non-invasive electrical technology. However, in the past, has been used in other ways.
People would put electric fish on people's heads, and then they noticed that, the scientists recorded that people's depression improved, like, you know, melancholy is what they called it back then.
Fish?
Yeah, electric fish.
Oh, like an electric eel or something.
Yeah.
Really?
And they would put it on people and as a treatment. And then, so scientists continued to explore, you know, electrical therapy.
What will happen is rubber electrodes wrapped in a sponge and placed in saline will be placed around the head, an anode on the back of the head and a cathode on the cheek. What this will do is send little signals through the brain to the targeted part of the body, like the neck or hand, and try to get them up and running. This type of treatment is still in experimental stages and is yet to be perfected. But Alana thinks that TMS, alongside other physiotherapies which help dystonia sufferers to cut down on repetitive movements, is key. Because it's these repetitive movements which seem to be one of the main causes of dystonia.
You know, what we try to do is you try and break that movement pattern and have them practice a different movement pattern. So that, you know, they're not constantly reinforcing their bad pattern.
For someone like Gordon, whose livelihood is dependent on his hands and repetitive movements, plucking the guitar strings, dancing around the frets, stroking back and forth with the guitar pick, to get him to completely change the way he moves and the way he plays seems pretty much impossible. But what he can do is look at signs early and become aware of when his hands might be tensing up. Do you try and mix up? It's hard, though, I guess, if you've been playing guitar in such a way for however many years, to try and change that practice and get your brain to think differently.
Yes.
It's hard.
It is. It's extremely difficult. You have to have a lot of self-discipline. And probably, as most musicians would know, they're not the most disciplined people. In general, musicians like to be freer, to play and improvise and so on. And if you have this rigid way of thinking, your improvisation is not going to be great.
Changes the vibe of performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel like that sometimes?
Yes. Yeah. If you discipline yourself too much, the thought process tends to go into the discipline area. In the free-flowing information, that's where the thrill comes from.
But funnily enough for Gordon, when he's on the stage, no freezing.
When I went on stage to start to play, the adrenaline actually got these two fingers working.
Right, okay.
Not all the time, but a lot of the time. If I was doing something and the adrenaline was there, the fingers would work normally. But if I actually sat down and picked up a guitar, it would immediately start to lock up.
And even noticing small things like that gives Gordon the upper hand on his dystonia.
Yeah.